Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Southside, man. The shit show, Cloverland, Texas, man. What it do?
Yeah. Southside, part time. I'm a lover, long time. Got a ring, but that ain't no match. Got a text, want that old thing back. Mo City with an ass so fat. In the squat where we meet up at. Pull up with the South, she dripping. Fucking like I can't catch feelings. We be flipping down west. Time. Flousing like Johnny Dimes. Get a place where he ain't gon' find me. Swinging hard might ruin my alignment. We both dealing with emotions. Pussy feel good like the ocean. See me hurt the game, now I'm chosen. Still going till 6 in the morning.
She like body rocking, knocking the boots. She like body rocking, knocking the boots. Can we slow it down like H-Town? I'ma lay you down like H-Town.
I got a chick from Greens Point, and she always pull up with a mean joint. And I told her, meet me at PJ Fish. She pulled up and we had a pre-made dish. I got a chick from River Oaks, and she got her own shit. She don't live with her folks. And shouted, just my type. And she go pay for the flight. And she go stay for the night. And she real playful, you right. And she go make shrimp and rice. Now y'all know, that's what I like. Give it to me, I'ma bank it off the backboard quick. Just like Freddie, I be on some trap boy shit. I got green ice and my clover thick. This king life, now who you rolling with? Get in, that right, that right.
She like body rocking, knocking
over. Hold up.
She like body rocking, knocking over.
Roll up.
Can we slow it down like H-Town? I'ma lay you down like H-Town. Turn your body to a playground.
Cadillac whip with the candy drip. In a sit low with a trunk with a brick. How many times can a Sprite remix? The same amount of bars that I got when I spit. Unlimited like a dividend. Slow bang with a diva. Only eat green M&M's. The Louis Genuine. Stand cinnamon with a gentleman. Cutting up a venison. Behind red rope with the candlelight smoke. Strawberries mixed with the cantaloupe. Her ass poke out like chrome down spokes. Astro weed make you choke. Home of the trappers. Screwed up rappers. They're on the right to the masters. We can leave the planet, bend over backwards. Finna take you to NASA. H-Town.
She like body rocking, knocking over. She like body rocking, knocking over.
Can we slow it down like H-Town? I'ma lay you down like H-Town. I can boost, turn your body to a playground.
Where you from? It's who you are.
Think it's a game.
So no matter where you go, you gotta represent your hood.
Here I go, I'm around my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test my shit. Here I go, I'm around my shit.
I get a lot of love, but I get a lot of hate. Real niggas don't like it when they see you getting cake. Real niggas, they love it when they see that nigga on. Them said they be hating, trying to tap a phone. I'm by two, trapping, they ain't moving no snow. They ain't paid up front, I ain't doing that show. Told a nigga, man, I got a brick for an eight. I told that nigga, wait, it depends which state. My pops in Ohio, he said way cheaper down here. But we don't trust none of these people down here. And everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real nigga, yeah, here, don't test my shit.
Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Everywhere I go, I'ma rub my shit. Real, real, yeah, you can test
much. Everywhere I go, I ain't never been trying to friend. No,
nobody, nobody.
I ain't never been trying to friend. No,
Luciano, SCBB Luciano, I'm the man. I done got jumped, but I ain't never ran. Kicking to the money, now the jacket's coming for me. Keep it on me, try me, try me. I'ma pop him like a Zan. I don't f*** the lanes or haters. Fame, keep it player with DB. Gang, he don't want these problems. Make me come out of retirement. Grip my s***, I'm just a product of my environment. 80s logo rep, that's why I got the balls. Everybody throw they double pair my toes. Them CBs, they all bust a head ahead behind my bro. DJ Joe, let him know. Showing out, run at him. Get your drugs.
Everywhere I go, I'm around my s***. Everywhere I go, I'm around my s***. Real, real, yeah, you can test my s***. Everywhere I go, I'm around my s***.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Ceddie J, and your girl.
Hey, production.
Oh, man, y'all. So glad to have you guys back. Glad to be in the building for sure. And this, oh, my God, man. I'm so happy. It's been so long. It's been a long time since I've done the show. But yes, man, yes, we've been gone for a while, but, you know, we come back after being gone for a while. We always come hard, so that's why today's show is entitled The Catch Up. There's so much stuff that's happened since we were last on the show we got to talk about. Good Lord, man. I did the math for when we last did the show. Last show I did, it was a solo show I did back in October. So that says a whole lot. We got a lot to chop up. That being said, let me go to Nate first. Nate, how's everything been with you?
Everything been good, you know, just had a birthday.
Yes, you did.
So, you know, everything's been good. Got my driver's license today. Been driving dirty without a license for a long time. So I finally got my driver's license today.
So let me get this straight. You had to have a driver's license this entire time.
Uh huh.
So you haven't had a driver's license this entire time?
Correct.
Oh my.
Correct. I just be driving without it.
Yeah, but you know what? I say it's a lot of that guys drive like they can't drive for shit.
I mean, in Indiana, it's not a big deal how it is. And of course, it's against the law still, but how it is in different states is not really a big deal in Indiana. Like that, but it is still against the law. But no, I have been pulled over, you know, and I didn't have my driver's license.
Man, it's some of the guys drive license. I don't know how they got them. I really ask them on the road every day, how did you get? But people, it's like when you got the most to lose, you know how to drive it. Like this, I don't know. It's stupid. So
that was cool today, you know. Got there done finally. My goal was to do that before I move out of state. So, you know, finally got that done. I could have been did it, but y'all, you know, life happens. Like, if you have nothing to do, you be so busy, you don't really got time to sit down and go do this and do that.
And then plus, like, when you go to, like, the DMVs and whatnot, it's always so much shit you got to go through to get to go in line and all that extra shit.
Right, then COVID happened. License branch is finally back open, honestly.
Man, cool, man. So I just noticed what you just did there. You were talking about moving out of state. When are you doing this? Has that been announced publicly yet?
No, they have not been announced publicly.
Okay.
But
I know where. I know the where. When is,
right.
is the problem? Like, because you've always said the show, you've always, I mean, people who are long time listeners to the show, they know you've always said where you were going to eventually move to was Atlanta. You've made that very clear several times. So, those who listen to the show for a long time, you guys should know better. But those who are new to the show, now you know. But definitely. I know I wanted to make sure. It was something I was going to, I mean, like, walking, because, so you talked about you were out there, because I know you actually went out of the country for your birthday. How was it out there? We didn't really get into that point.
Mexico. Yeah, with COVID going on, people would be scared to travel out of the country and stuff like that. But I'm, you know, me, I'm very optimistic.
Right.
So I really don't be caring. I'm still gonna live my life. I'm not gonna let no COVID stop me from living my life or whatever the case may be. It was real nice in Mexico. I had a lot of fun. Mexico do not have any COVID restrictions, whereas, like, you have to show a negative test or you got to get tested in Mexico. They don't have that.
Okay.
So that's the difference, you know, traveling to Mexico. I mean, they do check your temperature at the resort, so if your temperature is above a certain temperature, then you cannot get, they will not let you on the resort. You have to go to the U.S. Embassy or they make you fly back to America or whatever. Or you probably have a quarantine if you, you know, I don't know how it is if your temperature is above a certain temperature, because my temperature was good, so.
Mm-hmm. So you eating the food and everything. I remember it was one
night,
beer you were talking about, this don't taste that good. You was high talking about something.
It was nice out there. Like, it is not no social distancing at the resort. I'm going to just make that clear. It was not no social distancing out there. Because the pool and stuff, like in the jacuzzi, it was hard to social distance in a jacuzzi in a pool or whatever. And people was asking me to teach them how to twerk. And this man tried to kiss me on my lips. I'm like, what the hell? But it was overall a good experience. I went with my homegirl. She flew from Atlanta to go to Mexico as well. And we were out there for the whole week. So it was a beautiful time out there. The staff was real friendly in Mexico. Like, you know, they make sure everything is good with you. They did come and spray our room with COVID spray. While we were there. That's something they was doing as well. The staff were wearing their masks. But Mexico was not shut down. You know, well, Cancun. We went to Cancun. Cancun was not shut down. Cancun was open. So that, it was great. I wanted to go somewhere where I can still enjoy myself. Jamaica. I already been in Jamaica, but Jamaica got too many COVID restrictions. Dominican Republic, they got too many COVID restrictions. And some other countries are still not open right now. So Mexico is really, like, the only place open. And, of course, Atlanta. But I ain't want to go to Atlanta for my birthday. I can go to Atlanta anytime.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that was a good time. I had a lot of fun. Everybody was so friendly at the resort, meeting different people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They had a happy birthday cake for me up in there. When I checked in the room, they had this happy birthday cake. And then they had a happy birthday banner on the door as well. Upon me checking in. So that was pretty cool.
That's what's up. Well. Let's see. Again, so we've been last time on the show. That last time I was on the show myself was, let's see, what was the exact date? I know it was October. I think it was October 19th. My brain is on point. Ooh, I was close. The last time I was on the show, wow, it was longer than that. Whoa, where did I get October from? Last time I was on the show, I did a show that I was like, delete. Last time I was on the show was September 30th. Whoa, that's a lot. Okay. So, I guess we got some other things to shoot. Where were you for Halloween? Now that I think about it, man, I'm telling y'all, this is a breakdown we're doing. We don't even realize the date. Like I said, it's got to catch up for a review, y'all. We got a lot to chop up. Shit.
I didn't celebrate Halloween. Halloween is really not my thing. It's never really been my thing. I just stayed in the house. What about you?
You know what? If you want my basic opinion, I don't really care about the holiday itself. I can give a rat's ass. I just like it's an easy excuse for me to be able to do what I want to do year round. If on a random day I want to dress up in a costume, then let me dress up in a fucking costume if I want to dress up in a costume. That's the main thing I care about, is the dressing up thing. And that, I don't care about the fucking pumpkin, fucking scary movies coming out during that time. I don't care about none of that shit. I honestly just care. All I really care about is the dressing up aspect. That's the fun part. Like, to me, Halloween it just normalizes how I am. Like, I love to be in character. So if it was not so weird to be in character, I'd do it once a fucking week if I wanted to.
Okay. Well, maybe next year I'll dress up.
Ooh, I thought you could be a naughty schoolgirl. we've seen that before. Shameless plug, human canvas. But still,
right.
Grown version of Nate in the schoolgirl outfit. Yeah, just think of it now. Sounds awesome. Not that you weren't a grown woman then, but now you're a grown. You know, see, you was a grown woman. Now you're a grown ass woman. There's a difference. There's different phases. There's a grown woman, and there's a grown ass woman. You're a grown ass woman now.
Thanks.
So yes. Oh my God. Oh, how is the OnlyFans world going for you?
OnlyFans is going fine. I'm verified on OnlyFans now, so I have a blue check mark by my name on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Shooting some content. Gonna be posting more content soon on there.
So yeah, because I know I've been seeing you like talk about it. I've seen, because you've been doing collaborations on your OnlyFans too. I've been seeing. Like on your Instagram, you've been talking about doing collaborations on it.
Yeah, with other females, like, you know, we take pictures together and post it all the time.
And you got something, and plus I know you got something to video, the exclusive videos. Like, man, if y'all, like I said, if y'all know Nate obviously gonna hit you with a little bit of everything.
Definitely.
But yeah, so that is what's up. Well, Nate, let's see. Myself, what I got, what's been going on with me? Man, let's see. September 30th up to now. Of course, I did a quick show on September 30th because that was International Podcast Day. And yeah, so Halloween, of course, I was Macho Man Randy Savage. I was actually in the costume contest. I almost won. I was in second place. I'll take second place. But, yeah, definitely was about to win now. And, yeah. This interesting costumes that beat me. There was one that was, the gay couple, one of them was Cleo from Set It Off, and the other one was the girl that Cleo was fucking with and Set It Off. And then you had the other person was Old Dog from Don't Be a Menace. So yeah. But a lot of people were general consensus, a lot of people said, man, Sid should have won. Cause yeah, I was even in character. I even did the whole wrestler voice, everything. I had the hair. I only had the bandana, all that.
Okay.
See, I was definitely going hard that. But yeah, I'm mad because I was like, damn it. I need to do, I'm mad to hang out with Nate for her birthday. I was kind of sucky. But I did get to live it out through your Facebook, so that was dope. Other big things, getting the ball rolling at the club. I should have been consuming a lot of my time too, between that and the day job, but then trying to do all my other shit at the same time. It's been consuming. But hell, here we are now. Shit, you know, I got more time. You know, I've worked it out to have more time so I can be able to do the things I want to do. And love doing more, but also still be in position to still do both places at the moment. So it all kind of works out. The cool thing is, Friday at the club. Shit, we got Trey Songz coming out. That's gonna be interesting. So definitely, it's his first time coming to the city. So definitely going to be a good look. Can't wait to see, you know, Trey Songz, you know, I'm not running around going to act like a fanboy or nothing. But you know what? But on this spectrum, I would say this. I do thank Trey Songz because he has a lot of music that I fucking rock to. He has, matter of fact, he is responsible for one of the most classic songs on this show and for very symbolic reasons, if y'all know, which kind of goes back to Nate. If you know, if you've been following the show for a while, you know Nate had a video where she was she had a promo video where she was dancing to Jam. That's actually what put me on the song Jam. Jam goes fucking hard, and yeah, that's one of the perfect examples. So Trey Songz, you know, he has a connection to the radio show.
Yes, his new album Back Home is out right now, and I love the album.
Yeah,
he made a comeback with that album show.
Yeah, I know. Like last year, he did that one double album. It was 11-2-8 or something like that. It was like a
yeah,
date,
something
basically.
Like that.
Yeah, and like one was the month, the other album was the day. But yeah, so It was dope. That was a dope. That was a dope album. But it felt like it was like, why did you just make it one album? Like, split it up with just too much. I mean, really, know why he does it, especially. Yeah, do by any means, but goodness, Trey, put it all on one. I can't keep up with trying with two. I was like, damn it, man. Put it all on one. I'd be having, I'd be mad. If I ain't got it on the playlist, I gotta switch over to that album. So yeah, I definitely like looking forward because matter of fact, shout out to my boy DJ Dub J. Last night he was up at the club. He was playing a little Trey Songz mini mix, and I was like, okay, it's a lot of songs. I mean, the ones he gave me were pretty good. It's like it's a lot more that he'd even play, but he hit you with some heavy ones. This right here is a penny dropper. Whoa, whoa.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Whoa, 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 whoa. This right here is a penny dropper. Yeah, that was.
I've been on Trey Songz since he had braids. That's how long I've been a fan of Trey.
That motherfucker took it back to, speaking of that, he took it back to, I don't want to leave.
But I gotta go right
go
now.
Go right now. So I'm over. So I'm in there. I'm stepping out with one of the dancers and shit, just clowning. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun journey. I'm not in the mood for the drama of girls trying to figure out who's gonna be the ones the VIP. I ain't in the mood for that. That part I'm not in the mood for. That is gonna be. I'm already hearing it now. How they gonna pick who's gonna be in VIP? I'm like, here we go. knew that question was coming up soon, but shit, I'm excited, man, because it's gonna be dope. It's gonna be a dope opportunity for the club. We're gonna really bring a lot of exposure to it, and shit, just open the door for to do bigger things, like continue doing big things. So. Shout out to Branson Cognac is actually sponsoring it. So, you know, been able to do some taste testing with Branson. Now, if y'all know me, I already had a bottle of Branson way before this, and I try to tell people that, you know, if you like Henny, trust me, you're going to like Branson. I've been trying to tell motherfuckers that. It took this taste testing shit the other day for motherfuckers getting the same wave I was on. So I've been trying to tell y'all niggas. So... yeah, Branson, shout out to them. Dave and laces up with the fancy, what is that Branson? What is that Branson? That one, I gotta look it up. I forget what it's called. Because that bottle, man, that bottle is dizzo. All right. I'm looking at that now. Okay. The Le Chemin du Roi Champagne Brut. I know I messed that motherfucking name up. Because I took French. Doesn't make any sense. But nonetheless, yeah, it's one of those ones that's, yeah, the bottle was like made it. It's like the bottle was silver and gold. And like on the front of it, queen symbol on the front. Like from chess. So it's pretty dope. It's a really nice bottle. I was like, man, it's like, I definitely, and then we even got the VSOP Royal, which is like in the red bottle. We got the Cognac Phantom in the black bottle. So, yeah, it's definitely showing out. We definitely studying on some people. But nonetheless, I'm excited. Trey Songz is going to definitely be a great move. And, just want to see how people act like they got some sense come Friday. Because I'm not in the mood for that foolishness. We going to get through the day, people, that's not at the food. But yeah, so that's just what I had to look forward to this weekend. Shoot, other than that, Man, I'm dropping the last issue of the year for Human Canvas. The last issue of the year for Human Canvas is dropping on Friday. So I'm excited about that. And so there's a collaboration with a brand that I do just about every year, every other year or so. With a brand out in Milwaukee, based in Milwaukee mainly, called Midwest Baddies. And so, yeah, they end up hitting me up about collaborating again. And so it's a great look for the brand because it's a paid partnership from them. You know, they pay for the exclusive rights to take over the entire issue of Human Canvas. And they pick the models, all that stuff. So that's a dope look. And this will be the first time they're doing the turnaround on them is so quick because they're doing another one in February for Valentine's Day. So, yeah, it's going to be a really great look. Like, let's collaborate the brand, and it's definitely bringing some added exposure to the brand, too. So, to me, it wasn't even just about the money. Of course, who doesn't love money? To be able to do things they want to do. But, like I said, it just adds to be able to do more stuff. So I'm just excited with that opportunity. So that's what we got coming up with that. Other than that, shoot, I just want to stay tuned. There's other stuff dropping soon, too. And just want to stay tuned. And stay on the way, man. You got a lot of great things coming up, and you definitely want to be a part of it. So, yeah. So, what we're going to do is we're going to go to a quick song break. We come back, we're going to do Seduction 101, which is brought to you by Nate Seduction. And then I'm going to do what I do every show called Crickets of the Week, where I'll be highlighting the worst or dumbest people or person of the past week. So, hell, in this case, I might do it over the time we've been here. And there's a topic I haven't even talked about yet. So that just might make it to Cricket of the Week. So y'all just stay tuned. Be back here. Don't touch that dial or whatever.
Your clothes, kiss her, child, won't fight. So make love to me.
Life to Dust Live. Your boy Sunny J and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everybody. Everybody. So we are back, and we're bringing to you a segment that you guys not heard in so long, since September. So we're bringing back to you. I know it's been a while, but we're back. Nay, go ahead and give them that lovely, oh so lovely, Nay Seductions, Seduction 101.
Yes, yes. For this Seduction 101, we're going to talk about internet haters. Internet haters. So, I'm not sure if this happened to you or whatever the case may be, but I've noticed that, okay, on Facebook, it's more people you know from your city, like people you went to school with or, you know, people who live in the city where you're from, basically, or whatever. And whereas Instagram is more people on there that you don't know, or you may know them, but they're not from the same city you're from. They can be from Atlanta, New York, wherever they're from, whatever the case may be. Shit, I don't like. On Facebook, you can get like 100 likes, right? But then on your Facebook story, you get hundreds and thousands of views. I don't like that because at this point, I feel like y'all some haters. Like, y'all won't like somebody's post, but y'all go watch their every move. That's kind of weird to me, and they give me hater vibes. Like, I don't like that. That's weird to me. Because you don't never like my Facebook post. Like, y'all don't never like my Facebook post, but I watch my every move in my story when I post something in my Facebook story. Like, I don't be understanding the point of that. Like, it's kind of weird to me. They give me weird vibes.
Yeah. This kind of happened to me, too. Like, I don't get it.
Because I'm always asking myself, like, how does this shit just works?
Like, for me, I just don't get how, like you said, like, people don't show you love in your posts. Like, no feedback. Even worse, people won't hit, like, the like button. They won't comment. But they'll get all, especially if nothing that you said was incriminating, why can't you say that in the comments? Like, it's not something that's meant to be private. Why can't you say that in the comments or whatnot? People press those little react buttons to your story. Like, react to the goddamn comment section of the post. Like, yeah,
right.
Like you said, it's like, but the thing is, little do people know, so we can still see why they trying to be slick. It got that little clever little thing in the bottom right corner that says seen by. So we know if you just lurking on our page.
We know that you're watching. Like,
that you can't
God,
sit there and
nosy.
Yeah. And it's like this because they think they get forget because some people don't they neglect that's actually a thing of the little scene button so that they get in the way with just being there to lurk and shit. And that's dry. Why lurk? Like, if you really want to, especially if you, it's one thing, like, you know, I know, like, sometimes when you go into, like, the Instagram stories and you're trying to get to the next person post, sometimes it's going to count you as being on their post. I understand that, but if I see you on scene by and you on, like, every story post I put up, you ain't doing that on accident. You're purposely trying to look through there.
Exactly. At this point, I just feel like you just being nosy. And to me, they feel like I'm hater as shit. It's like, y'all always watch my story. but don't like my post. Like, that's odd to me. And that lets you know people can, that show you people's intentions as well. Like, what the hell? Like, you can watch my story but can't like my post. Like, okay.
Cause they just like, they like being able to get away with, they like being able to, sometimes I feel, I don't even feel like that people are hating. I feel like people like want to envy a person so much that they want to, that they watch it because they want to see, ooh, that's a good move to do. They want to be
like
people so bad.
Right.
So they're literally watching, or more so on the mindset of trying to become us. That shit is confusing.
And
yeah, I never
like,
got
apparently they ain't happy within themselves or with their life or whatever the case may be. Like,
well, they need to get their ish together. Period. And I know, like, I know another thing as far as what I've experienced as noticing as far as how people are moving around because of, you know, certain situations. I don't. This is something else I just don't get. As far as going, I'm trying back to what you're talking about, of like people don't like. But what's worse is people don't like when you got positive posts, you barely see any likes or shit on them. When you got or when it's not a post that, or when it's a post that's not original. So say for instance, you share a meme that everybody mama shared across, you get likes on that. But when it comes to your own original thought process, you can't find them. And people love going to the posts on your page that are more so quote unquote depressing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, man, get away from me. If that's what triggers you to have some proactiveness about you, as far as you just all of a sudden you have interest in me because you want to get closer to the team, get the hell out of here.
Exactly. That's how I feel. And don't try to be my friend because you see I'm traveling to Mexico and I've been to Jamaica, Dominican Republic. I go to Atlanta. Don't be my friend because you see I'm elevating. Like, because to me, that's fake to me. Like, you trying to be my friend because you see me doing this and that and you see me around these celebrities. I don't like that.
Right.
You give me user vibes. Like, at this point, you a user. You're trying to use me.
Well, we gonna figure it out, my friend. We'll figure it out. One day the world will figure it out and just get to it.
I doubt that. It's just, and honestly, it's more on Facebook than it is on Instagram. Like I say, that's because those people on Facebook, they know you. Like some of the people, know you. And that's still weird to me. Like, that's how Gary is, honestly. Like, Gary people is so motherfucking nosy. Like, and so drama-filled, like, filled with drama. That's why I'm taking a break off social media for 30 days. I won't be back on social media until December 31st.
Well, I hate them all. What are we going to do about the occasional selfie?
Well, just gotta wait till
December 31st. Unacceptable.
Unacceptable, Nate.
Unacceptable.
You know, I gotta do it for my mental. Because it really don't be too much positive stuff on social media. It be too much drama for me on social media. And, you know, in social media, it can distract you as well. Even though we on lockdown anyway, we not on lockdown, but we're probably about to go back on a lockdown. So, I mean, it can be destructive, social media, but I'm still the type to, you know, don't let anything distract me. But at this point, I don't feel like social media distracting me. I just feel like I need a mental break from social media. It's more of a mental thing.
Exactly.
Because it could be too much negative shit on social media to me.
Yeah, you said Facebook is the worst because not even just a normal aspect, you know, you got more room to wiggle. Where a lot of times, you know, Instagram is tied to photos more so. Facebook is just tied to content, period. So people get to type in that, look at the thing that says, what's on your mind? They always want to let you know what's on their mind. And sometimes it's annoying when what's on their mind is about other people's business. It's ridiculous.
Right. And to me, with social media, people can be whatever they want to be on social media, and that's not how they is in real life, though. Like, you can be whatever you want to be on social media.
But, yeah, so, yeah, I'd say that's a good point. Definitely a good point, Nate, indeed. Should that being said, should we go in transition to another favorite segment on the show? And that is by yours truly. It is affectionately known as Crickets of the Week. So, I want to give a cricket first off to anybody that's just any lurkers out there. You're getting the cricket. Just again, find better things to do. This is not TMZ. All right. So next question. So, you know, I was watching interviews and stuff right on yesterday, or just kind of bored and started watching interviews. So, you know, I'm getting ready to do the interview. I'm getting ready to do one of the interviews, and I, you know, my love for football and stuff actually led to a 2-day, you know, pretty much a 2-day experiment of doing this, and just talking about this random stuff, and then I kind of went, and really it's not really about football, but it kind of alludes to the next thing. So I decided I had to post that earlier where I was just talking about just things on my mind and what I was going through. And I appreciate everybody that had some feedback to put in there. Appreciate it. But what I don't like is when people who, in the time when you were going through the shit you were going through, you need them to be there. They were always too busy or whatnot. I don't like when they get on the post and go, I'm here anytime you need me. Fuck, you're not. Get the hell out of here. You're not. And it's no hard feelings. I'm mean, again, it's okay. It's understandable for people to be busy, but don't say something you don't mean. And that's, I'm here whenever you need me. No, a lot of y'all don't be here when I need you. And that's the thing. So, motherfucking crickets to you. Another cricket, band of crickets going. So during the time that we were last on the show, you know, and up to now, America made decision. They decided that it was time for Donald Trump to get out of office. They told him it's time to pack your bags, sir. Well, that fiasco led to one thing. He's over here saying yes, fraud. He's over here saying count the votes. And he's over here at this place saying don't count the votes. He just going back and forth. These votes are fake. These votes weren't sent in right. When it says, bruh, I'm not here for that shit. Crickets. I'm so over this dude. Ready for you to go, sir. January 20th. Get ready to be completely out the goddamn way, because everybody is so over you. It just alludes to the fact of this guy just doesn't care. And
I'm really excited to see how things are going to unfold soon, because at this juncture, it's going to definitely put us in the right state of mind. I'm not having to feel so bad around people, because the way people thinking just have been programmed due to hearing the crazy rhetoric that comes out of his mouth and his little minions every day. So I'm just very thankful for this. And shout out to, in the midst of that, we got the country's first female and black female and Middle Eastern female to ever hold the office of vice president, or hell, any presidential position, period. So I'm definitely had to say just kudos to that. It's surreal. I know I want to tell you why this bill, all the hand clapping is going to change to cricket soon, because there are some people who I were hearing, oh, she's man, she shouldn't be in office because you know how black women get emotional. And I heard this from another black man, and I'm like, really? That's what you're judging your shit off of? Get the hell out of here. So yeah, it's some crazy radical ass shit going on right now. And I just intend to make sure that everything is just going to be set up right. So like you said, though, people are nosy, and I like people being nosy when it matters. Like, so yeah, so Trump, it's time for you to go over it. And I even lost a family member during this. And when I say lost a family member during this, name, I had to cut off a family member, because, you know, it's one thing to be left in the land of Trump and really just be delusional and go with everything this man says. But the stuff, but the way she was adding to his, my family, fuck you. So that's what I got to say to that. Crickets for you. Crickets to the family member that's not about shit. So yeah, so those are my crickets of the week. Keep it simple. I wanted to use that as a time to be able to just highlight the fact that we now have a new president and new vice president around the corner, and we end up making history with it. So definitely a blessing to be able to see. That being said, may you have any final words to say for we get ready to close out?
Yeah, as far as, like, I mean, neither party is a good party, honestly, to be real. I mean, it's a difficult time right now, but neither party is a good party to be in the office as President Trump or Biden. Because Biden have been known to be raping American people as well. And so have Kamala, whatever her name is, Harris. She has as well. She put many black men in office in jail for minor issues and gave them the maximum time for a minor issue. So neither party, honestly, is a good party. But we just see how this plays out.
Well, again, I'm looking forward to Coach Jerry 20 if we get to officially figure out what the hell is going on from that point. So definitely looking forward to that. Again, y'all already know, new issue Human Canvas, final issue of the year, drops on this Friday. So stay tuned for that. Other than that, shoot, man, y'all miss any parts of the show, y'all know how you can catch us. Y'all catch us on our Heart Radio, TuneIn, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and Spotify. Those are the main places you can check us out. Definitely go there, enjoy, and share with your friends what we got going on with the show. And shoot, other than that, y'all, we get ready to roll now how we do. And that's
remind you, and no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or there's a
nay or a U,
there is a way. Y'all to the episode of Life and It Does Live, your boy Sandy J and your girl.
Nay Seduction.
All right, y'all. We out, y'all. Peace.
Peace.